are on the road must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
And you, of tender years, can't know the fears that your elders grew by, and so please help them with your youth. They seek the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
Welcome to the Situation Report for March 28, 2025. Little Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Teach your children. I thought that was appropriate today, seeing how Canada just voted a bill in that would basically strip parents of their rights. Seemed appropriate. Washington State's doing the same thing. California's done the same thing. Literally jail time for opposing your child sterilizing and castrating themselves. Isn't that a pleasant law? You got to wonder what the catalyst is that's going to get people off their ass to revolt. At the same time that's going on, the pole shift is closer than we thought. The pyramids were, well, that story's still developing. Still don't know if it's true, which is the funniest part about it is there's this massive debate on X and on social media about the pyramid findings. Yes, the synthetic aperture radar, it can't penetrate ground or water. Synthetic aperture radar can penetrate ground or water. You knew what was going to happen, right? So Monday I talked about, was it Tuesday? Yeah, the days meld together. Tuesday I talked about how probability and possibility should be a part of your planning process. For everybody out there who didn't listen to Tuesday's show, the reason why I'm talking about this is that we get myopic in our views, right? And we have biased views and biased ways in which we see the world. And we see events with a biased frame. Our enemy leverages that. They leverage our bias. They leverage misinformation, disinformation, and they leverage propaganda to keep us confused. And the premise that I started with
is what if Biden, what if Trump the first round, Biden the second round, were put in place because they knew that communism wouldn't sell. They knew that people wouldn't sign up to live under communist rule, even though that's what the Build Back Better, Build Better Communism is really what it is. That's what the whole agenda is. The net zero agenda is like no humans, right? We have this artificial intelligence and our consciousness is moved between artificial bodies, humma humma. You know, most of us can't get our head around why somebody would think that was a good idea, right? But this is a belief system of people that completely believe opposite of everything we believe. And they've taught the masses to believe opposites, to believe the opposite and to be superstitious. We get so biased in our viewpoints that we forget to look at the other side of the fence. We get so entrenched in our belief systems that we can't possibly fathom that something outside of our belief system could be occurring at the same time. And what if Trump round one and Biden round two were by design so Trump would be embraced and they could bring in a one world government? And they didn't have to fire a shot. The probability and the possibility are there. They may not be a high probability and a high possibility, but they're there. And if you can break down your own bias around the way you view something and look at it from a bunch of different angles, then you're never going to be surprised. And part of doing the information warfare piece of this is you have to look at a society from all of their cultural aspects, all their social aspects, and more importantly, all their emotional and their belief systems. And if you can understand somebody's motivation, then you can figure out how to influence them. And 90% of what you do on the information side is figure out what their motivation is. All of us suffer from bias, right? And it affects everything we do, everything we see, everything we do, all our relationships, everything, right? And I asked Sharita to post some of her previous forecasts reads of the charts for the year, right? And I, by the way, somebody sent me this Vedic astrologist. I had no idea what it was. I still don't understand all of it. I had to listen to it twice, and I could barely listen to it once. I had to listen to it twice to catch some of it. And I'm still wondering what the hell a Vedic astrologist is. Is that somebody who's got a Diogen in their backside and a jumper cables hooked up to their testicles and a car battery? I mean, what is that? My God, Vedic. Oh, okay, got it. But I listen to everything. I look at just about everything related to the information space for a couple of different reasons. One, get perspective on what themes and messages are moving around the info space. Number two, to see how it's being consumed by the public, to see who the believers are, to see who the skeptics are, to see who the middle of the road people are, right? And it's very interesting to see the differences and the similarities when you're looking at multiple types of forecasting and I don't want to say predictions because it's really not the word, it's forecasting. And it's interesting how, some of the numerology things that Teresa's been talking about and this gal talked about, we're pretty much the same thing, that April's going to be a busy month and it's a month of change because of all the retrogrades we're in. And that's about as deep as I can go with it. So just bear with me there. But the thing that I'm watching, which I think is going to develop more, especially in the next few days, is we're seeing more messaging around UFOs, technology, release of technology. And I watched the Eric Weinstein, Joe Rogan podcast, and it was obviously done a few years ago during the Biden administration because they were talking about Russia and nuclear weapons. And what was interesting about it is, I'm listening to Weinstein talk, and he was supposedly talking about aliens and talking about technology. And he talked for over an hour, and in over an hour, he basically said nothing. I mean, I had to rewind in places to say, what the fuck did he just say? And part of it is, there's a religion of the state and a cultural narrative that everybody has to stay in line with. And in Black programs, when you're read into a program, you're read in basically for life. And when you read in, they invite you in. You're not assigned to that project. That you have a skill set they need. They invite you in. They read you a little bit to see how you're going to respond, especially for super sensitive and super classified programs. They may read you a little bit to see how you're going to respond and to see if you're going to go, you know, talk to other people, and they do a personality profile on you, et cetera, right? But you're groomed for that program if you have the skill set they need. And depending on the classification of the program, they don't compromise on the background and the personality type that they're looking for. And there's a very specific reason for that. And he talks about some of that in his interview, right? But he's got this Pollyanna view, and I don't know if he's just playing the part or if he's serious. But he talks about how just release the information, we're adults, we can handle it. And yeah, that's true. I think we all think that. But even Joe Rogan asks, who is releasing this information? I don't know. But it's clear that there's obviously an agenda to spread misinformation that our government, the defense industrial complex, the super rich elite, however you want to call that, they don't have the capability to reverse engineer any of this technology. They don't have the capability to figure out any of this tech. They don't have the capability to create faster than light, you know, travel. And it's really not faster than light when you talk, because I'll just put it this way. Like I said, I've seen tech that will never make the light of day. It wasn't operational. It was a long time ago. And the guys that were around it were super, super smart people. And those people, I don't think exist anymore. I think they've aged out. And this is back in the day of EG&G and some of the others that were operating out of Area 51 and doing all kinds of exotic aircraft research. And when I look at it, I have a bias towards it, right? My bias is, I know how those systems work. I know how those programs work. I know how that classification level work. I know why they classify the way they start to do. I know why they pick the personalities they do, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I never ask the question around, could we do it? Should we do it? Why would we do it? Et cetera, right? Because I already know the answer to that. Any technology that could put us leaps and bounds ahead of our enemy is worth pursuing, no matter the cost, especially if we have a leg up and we think we can achieve it. That's been our mentality that's pretty much every military and government view since the dawn of time. There's nothing different about the way governments view technology, right? But I'm seeing that narrative build now more and more about disclosure, about some kind of disclosure, et cetera, et cetera. Then there's the narrative around how much currency is really in print, how much gold is really in circulation, how much gold is actually in Fort Knox, how much gold is actually still in the hands of the U.S., and if so, how does that correlate to dollars in print, e.g., the economy is in question right now, too. Everything I see that's related to the current administration, DOGE, et cetera, all of that is noise right now. And the lawfare that's going on around the Trump administration and DOGE, all noise. Just like the lawfare around all of the illegals, right? There's going to be a time and a point where Trump has to pull the trigger to reset the judiciary and bring it back into balance, right? And that's either going to happen one way or another, right? And it's either going to happen through you sit down with the judges and question, you go, okay, you have two choices. Choice one, we caught you with fraud. You retire. We don't prosecute you, but you go away. Or choice two, we prosecute you. It's very public. We destroy your life. We destroy your family. We throw you in jail. Or choice three, you just fucking disappear. So which choice are you going to take? And you know, at the end of that, they're going to follow it up with, take the deal, motherfucker. We got you by the short hairs. That day is coming, and I don't think it's too far away. Along with, there's going to be probably some show trials. All those narratives are building right now in the background. So you've got three conflicting narratives building in the background, which, by the way, we haven't seen since when? 2018. So you have three conflicting narratives boiling or coming to a boiling point in the background. And the one story that's not being talked about that's starting to grow momentum through alternative media and through the financial side is a foreclosure rate. Look, here's a real fact. Most people are two checks away from oblivion. And everybody, I mean everybody including me, is stretched thin right now. Cost of living, et cetera, debt, you name it. Consumer debt is an all-time high and growing by the day. So there are three bubbles that are growing right now at an exponential rate, and at some point they're going to pop. The ones that we're hearing about, I don't think are nearly as important as the housing crisis and the debt crisis. And you can't print your way out of that. You can't manage your way out of that. And I don't think we're too far from that horizon. If I'm listening to Ed Dowd and a few others, if I'm listening to them correctly, those bubbles are about to burst, right? And from all signs, if I listen to the astrology side of it, that after from April on, it's going to be a bumpy ride through the end of the year. All of that matters, because if we're really in a shift, right? And I'm using the positive side of this. I'm not using the negative side of this. I'll get to that in a second. If all of that shift happens, right? Economy goes through a reset, the banking community goes through a reset, real estate goes through a reset, et cetera, et cetera. Then the question all of you have to ask yourselves is, what's the line in the sand? Because if you go back to 2008, there was predatory lending practices, there was bank failures, there was bank consolidation, and there was a host of fraudulent activities. No one got prosecuted. No one. And we're on the verge of another housing bubble, housing crisis. And this time, I think it's going to be way worse than the last time. I don't know about you, but this time, somebody's going to be held accountable for breaking the public trust. And let me put this in perspective so everybody understands where I'm going with this. We are definitively on the cusp of some kind of a financial crisis. And when a banker knows that it's coming, when a banker profits from that, or bankers, or financiers, or real estate moguls, you take your pick. Like Warren Buffett's been sitting on a pile of cash for almost 10 years now, liquidated a lot of his assets, and now he's holding onto a pile of cash, probably a pile of gold and silver. When that bubble bursts, the average Joe like you and me, we're going to lose whatever we have. And the question you have to ask is, are you going to wait for the system to hold these people accountable? Or are you going to stand up, band together, and then hold them accountable? Because it ain't going to take very few, very many of them to be swinging from a pole before people figure out, hey, the Americans are serious this time. And that's really the line in the sand where all these narratives are ending up, is kinetic. And the hard part about this is I'm seeing this trend in the background building where people, and it's some of it's human nature, some of it's bias, but a lot of it is just not accepting the probability and possibility that this stuff is going to affect them. And I think it will, because look, The job market right now is terrible. 5 years ago, if you were a security professional, you were not unemployed very long. You were in high demand, especially if you had talent and skill. You were in high demand. Biden comes to town, institutes DEI, and guess what? The whole world changes. Now, if you're a white guy or a white woman and you're trying to find work, good luck with that. Doesn't matter what industry you're in, doesn't matter what field you're in. But at the same time, the job market's depressed. And I was talking to a friend of mine today about a couple of things, but one of them was about the job market. He's like, dude, every app, he's a recruiter. And he's like, dude, every job rec that I post gets over 5,000 applications because there's that many people out of work. Have any of you heard that? Anybody heard the numbers that of unemployed? Anybody heard the numbers of companies that are publishing new roles? Yeah, it's starting to open up right now, but it's still slow. Blue states are still using DEI. And what, this is my own personal bias. Let me just get this out of the way. I thought it was illegal to ask age, sex, and sexual orientation. Like, what does that have to, what does your sexual orientation have to do with your experience, background, and the job? Like, seriously. All these blue states have made it okay to ask sexual orientation. And it's only a discriminator. That's all it is. It has nothing to do with the job. It's just a way to discriminate against people. So it's DEI is alive and well. I know that people think, oh, well, Trump came down, everything's fine. No, it's not. In fact, the blue states are doubling down, which is why I'm asking, what is your line in the sand? Because do you think the things we're seeing, these narratives we're seeing, do you think they're going to happen individually? I think a lot of this stuff is going to blow up at the same time. Like I've said for almost 3 years now, there's going to be a culmination point where all these things merge and the culmination happens and a lot of things fail at the same time. And I think the die has been cast and it's too far down the road now to be able to reset the ship despite Trump's best efforts, or at least appeared best efforts. And if you watch the interview they did on Fox News with the Doge team and you listen to what these guys are telling you, and I believe this to be true because these guys were saying things I know about. Like there's really one account that does all the disbursements for the entire federal government. Take that in. That is amazing. And more importantly, it's shocking, to be honest with you, that we haven't diversified the federal government. Imagine somebody, and by the way, this is super easy to do. Imagine somebody breaking in to that account and pushing all that money to one place. Before Doge, they never would have been able to figure it out. After Doge, they could figure it out. And now they're seeing the money streams, the revenue streams, the NGOs, the grift, and they're only getting to half of the population of the federal government. And that's not just the federal government, that's all the agency heads and everybody else that was making money off of the, not just the federal government, but your tax dollars. But even with all that, even all the cuts, even all the accounting changes. And by the way, if you haven't listened to Catherine Austin Fitz talk about FASB 56, you should, because it's the accounting system that the U.S. government uses, and it's the black books that they don't tell us about and the books that are above board, which they tell us about, and it's all fiction now. So even with Doge uncovering all this, I think it's going to be a very, very long road back to fiscal responsibility. And whichever way it goes, to be honest with you, I think, but the cynical side of me says, the system has to collapse now. There's too much grift. There's too much crime. There's too much malfeasance. There's too many people that have profited off of it. And there's not a mechanism to go clean up the federal government and to put enough people that understand selfless service in place to be able to fix the system. That's the fundamental issue. And until we fix that, until we restore a sense of selfless service to the entire population and some kind of a town square where people feel like they can go and air their grievances, have some kind of a debate, public debate, et cetera, we're never going to get to a place where people cross the aisle again. And we're never going to get to a place where we could teach kids critical thinking. If your source of truth is completely compromised, how can you do any critical thinking when you don't know what is true and you don't have a basis to start with? And it's part of the way and the reason why they've conducted the color revolution in the West is they want to strip away our humanity. Then they want to strip away our cultural belief system. Then they want to strip away our moral compass. And then they want to program us to do whatever they want to do, right? And that's worked fairly well on some of the liberals. Because if you listen to the narratives out of the left, man, these people are losing their minds. Like, dude pulled a gun on a guy driving a Tesla truck. You realize how retarded that is? Most of the people that bought Teslas. In fact, if you're in a blue state, everybody that bought a Tesla is a virtue signaling retard that completely bought into the whole climate thing. If they actually understood how toxic it is to mine for lithium and then to dispose of lithium, they would never have bought an electric car. It's the same thing with the hydrogen batteries, right? The hydrogen, we're going to go to hydrogen cars. We're going to go to hydrogen power. It's fucking battery. When you run out of fuel, guess what you do? You go refuel. It's a fucking gas tank. It's a battery. And the same people that were buying the Teslas are now shooting at each other because they own a Tesla. You realize how retarded that is? That is the effect of a highly, highly sculpted and crafted information campaign that was literally replayed on them. It shows you that liberalism is a virus, number one. And number two, it shows you how gullible these people are. But that's the effect of not having a source of truth. There's no source of truth to go back to and say, what is real? And because of that, these people go along with whatever they're put in front of. Hey, go take 7 jabs. Hey, I'll go get 7 jabs. That's the effect of the Cultural Revolution and tainting the information pool with nothing but disinformation and garbage. When you flood the system with garbage, people believe whatever they need to believe to stay in their comfort zone. The normalcy bias takes over. And bias is your worst enemy. If you can't look at the situation and go, okay, I don't think any of this is real. I got to vet this against something, prove my hypothesis, and then form a different opinion, right? That's why I say all this is coming to a kinetic culmination point. Because these people are becoming more unhinged every day. And you know the most dangerous fucking people on this planet? Born-again Christians and climate believers. These people are nuts. First of all, born-again Christians have something to prove. Trust me, I met my fair share of them that were like way off the hook. And they're not going to get any better either. And you, again, normalcy bias. Everybody in the right's good. Everybody on the left is unhinged. See how that game's played? If you can't look at the fringe on the right and see that there's unhinged people on the right with a different flavor than the unhinged people on the left, you're going to get smoked. And I mean literally smoked. That's why you have to really, really take a step back and pay attention. And it's part of the reason why I say, let's take a step back for 24 to 48 hours. Let's see how things develop. Don't make an emotional decision. Don't get caught up in the emotional aspects of whatever narrative they're pushing and wait to see how the story develops. And here's a good case in point. The Signal chat conspiracy slash scandal now that the left is blowing out of proportion. The operative that was put in there was a Mossad slash CIA operative that was a known Mossad CIA operative. And he was put in there by a rhino. What's his name? Mr. Bain Capital. I can't think of his name. Mitt Romney. He was a Mitt Romney, Dick Cheney disciple that was put into an SES position that admitted him to the room. I don't know why this guy was in the room. And there's a lot of debate about whether the team let that happen or not. Look, all things being equal, what you're seeing is you're seeing the insurgents inside the system outing themselves. At the same time, you're seeing the left melting down because they don't have the same funding, control mechanisms, and access they had before to be able to go after Trump and use all the tools at their disposal and the intelligence agencies to go and disrupt his operations. So you're seeing them go after whatever they can now. And the same liberal activist judge that was, you know, made all these fantastically unconstitutional rulings, they're all, he's back on the case. And then you have the Supreme Court who is ruling that, first of all, they just ruled that ghost guns are not covered under the Second Amendment. Let me remind everybody of something. Our forefathers, if you read the Federalist Papers, I know it's a page turner, but if you read the Federalist Papers, you realize that our forefathers were smart enough to realize that they were calling out in the Constitution God-given rights, big R rights, that were not refutable, they were not legislatable, and they were not able to be granted by the government. And they called those out for a very specific reason. First of all, the First Amendment, your right to free speech. And no matter how offensive it is, your right to free speech trumps the government and all of its different branches. And the Second Amendment trumps the government and all of its branches. And there's very specific language in the Second Amendment. Shall not be infringed. There's no interpreting that. There's no interpretation of that that says this is what's legal and this is not what's legal according to their intent. This is where the legal system needs to be reformed. And all of these liberal and, you know, drama queen lawyers that have made their career on interpretations of the law need to go away, because they built into the Constitution the ability for technology and weapons to advance and never leave the hands of the population and take away their ability and their moral obligation to overthrow a tyrannical government. That was written into the Constitution. There is no interpretation of that. That is fact. That is law. And all of these constitutional lawyers and scholars and academics, they're all liberals. And the liberal interpretation always defaults to the government bias, always defaults to the fact that the people don't have the ability for self-determination. I'm here to tell you that all of that is false, and that narrative is false. This is why we need a town square, so people can see a source of truth, and that source of truth is not tainted by the religion of the state or the religion of the culture, but by the facts of history. Without interpretation, without translation, this is what they meant. And until we get to that place, I guarantee you, you're going to see people lose more and more of their sanity. And we're in a place now where I'll just say we're at a tipping point. We're at a tipping point where society could go one way, the government could go another way. And look, I've stopped worrying about where Trump's loyalties lie, because it doesn't matter now. If the financial models are true, if the indicators in both China and in Europe are true, that economic collapse at this point is inevitable, and it's not going. There's no way to abate that. And no matter how you cut it, at some point the calibration or the reset is going to happen, regardless of their best efforts to manipulate it. And like I said, I think all of these things are happening to a culmination point for a very specific reason. But one of the interesting things that I have been hearing, which I don't know how to validate yet, is that, and I've said it before, right? But it's my opinion that a lot of this disclosure is being driven outside of the government. In fact, I'm hearing more and more people say that they think it's being driven by off-planet events, which is, it, like I said, if you watch what's coming down in the sky on a regular basis to the launch rate, you're going to see that there's a lot of stuff coming down and there's not a lot of stuff going up. All those things matter, and all those things lead to a point where, and I firmly believe this is not just my opinion, this is what I believe now. I firmly believe that whoever is pulling the strings at the institutional elite level, where the institutional money is, they're literally losing control, and they don't know why. And they're going to lose control of the system that they're, the digital jail they're trying to put everybody into. And I'm seeing more and more of that every day. And here's why I say that. Number one, you're seeing more and more people come out and talk about the vaccines and the damage the vaccines and spike protein have done to people's immune system and to people's just their physical well-being. In fact, the Tucker interview with, I can't think, Dr. June, I think it is, a brave dude, right? He spends 2 hours talking about how the spike proteins in the vaccine destroy the T cells and other receptors that fight cancer. And these rapid and turbo cancers that we're seeing, especially in children, is because the spike protein is damaging the T cells. And he talks about how he can take stem cells, regenerate T cells, pump them into your body and destroy the spike protein. I mean, that's a brave dude, right? Nobody in 2020, 2021, and 2022, no one could have talked about that without being censored and probably killed. And he doesn't come out and say it, but he comes out and names some of the FDA doctors. And it's the same group of shitbags that took $970 million of taxpayer money and pocketed the money. You want to talk about people that need to go to prison? It's right there. That's a RICO case in a nutshell. But because of that malfeasance, you're seeing more and more disclosure and more doctors stepping forward now and talking about it. In fact, Joe Rogan just did one with, it's episode 2294. I can't remember her name. Let me open it up real quick. But she talks about spike protein and the number of vaccines that we're getting, the way they develop vaccines. But she zeroes in on mercury. And I can tell you from personal experience that mercury is extremely harmful to humans in any quantity, extremely harmful. And it's in vaccines, which is leading towards the conversation around autism, allergies, and all the rest. And look, I have a vaccine-injured kid. Dr. Susan Humphreys, you got to listen to that interview. That one is, that's amazing. Absolutely amazing. That's Joe Rogan. The Tucker podcast, is with, let's see here, Dr. Patrick Xiong, Sun Xiong, brave dude, super brave dude. And it's like 2 hours long, but it's the 2 hours that are going to blow you away. Those kind of disclosures are coming out more and more every day. That kind of information is coming out every single day. And I don't have any faith in, and I'm not going to put any stock into RFK until he actually fucking does something. But 72 vaccines are what's in the child's program right now. 72 vaccines. That means they're getting 72 shots of mercury. And they put mercury in the vaccines in trace amounts to kill off any of the unwanted or harmful bacteria or viruses that they were, you know, using to develop the vaccine. The whole fucking industry is corrupt to the core. And where this is all going is, it's either going to end up in a kinetic fight where politicians get smoked because of the Vaccine Injury Act and the SAFE Act and all of the legislation that was been paid for by the big pharma to give them indemnity. I don't see that too far away, because you have credible and believable agents disclosing information that was previously censored on reputable shows with a tremendous amount of reach. It's only going to take so many people to realize that they've been given a death sentence, and they are going to, I've said this before, they're going to go off the chain. They're going to come off the chain. And, you know, what we're waiting for is a catalyst. In fact, I've heard this so many times that, and it's part of this bias that I'm trying to get to. We're so biased to believe and trust all these different organizations and first responders and politicians and news heads. It's all conditioning. We've been conditioned to have that bias. And now that conditioning is starting to be slowly but surely stripped away and eroded away by the fact that all of those things that we were told were conspiracies, were lies, were conjecture. It's all true. And that's why the fact that you have bias, the fact that you have bias on what you see and how you see it and your interpretation of it, all those things matter. Because when you can get past all of that, you start to see things with a different lens. And I'll get to sci-fi in a second. Because the other night, I can't think of the guy's name. He was on Alex Jones. I don't normally watch Alex Jones, but I watched this interview. And he was talking about the pyramids. And he was talking, they were showing during the interview that the prequel to Aliens, Prometheus, and they were basically saying that that's the story of Gilgamesh. They repackaged it and put it into a sci-fi movie. And if you look at the not Stargate SG-1, but if you look at Stargate the movie, the first movie, you can see how they've bundled a movie around the current narrative around the pyramids, right? In Stargate SG-1, there was the sun god Ra was really an alien that was a parasite that took a human host and ruled the planet, and the pyramids were landing pads for alien spaceships. Okay, I think that's cool, really cool, like that series for a lot of reasons. But that said, what if all of our history, everything we know, even science, is a lie? What if it's a lie? What's the probability and possibility that everything you've been told about historical events was curated, fabricated, and manipulated to tell a specific narrative to keep you away from history, ancient technology, and methods of healing, methods of living that were sustainable, that were healthier, and that were more friendly to the planet? What would you think if you were told that? Would you believe it? Or would you dismiss it because of bias? I can tell you that most people dismiss it outright. I've talked to a lot, especially the fucking Europeans. If you're a European, you're a brainwashed retard. My God. Question one thing, please. Just one thing. Keir Starmer, pedophile, raging fucking pedophile. Oh no, he's a great leader. Rape games right around the country. Condoned by the federal government, condoned by Starmer. Oh no, it's fine. It's not that bad. I talk to Europeans, especially I talk to people in the UK every single day. And I'm never shocked at the level of divorce that they have from anything real. Completely divorced from reality. It's unbelievable to me how brainwashed that entire population is. And that's not a stiff upper lip. That's just downright fucking retardation. But we have to, I don't know, and I don't know how to get past that. I don't know if they can. I think they're fucked, is what I really think. I think they're done. I just hope Ireland's not done. I hope Ireland and the rest of Europe get their shit together and throw out all these goddamn Muslims and take their countries back. That's what I hope for. But that's a case study in why the Second Amendment shall not be infringed. Because that stuff's going on here. And I can tell you that the one thing you're not seeing is all these immigrants that are these illegals that are doing that shit, they're all getting bitch beat. And I mean, they're getting bitch beat wholesale. And now, with the fact that they're all an endangered species because of Trump's executive orders, they're all hunkered down. They're not talking shit anymore. They're all wondering when they're going to get rolled up. And trust me, you want to get 42 million illegals out of here? You tell all the rednecks down in the South to get her done. It's going to be nothing but shotgun shells and beer cans. And there won't be anybody left in the South that doesn't have a passport in about 2 hours. My point of saying all this is, if our history is a fabrication, if everything we see is a fabrication, if everything that is put into print, media, movies, television is all carefully curated lies, what are you going to do when you see the truth? Most people are literally going to dismiss it right out of hand. Again, because there's no source of truth to vet it against. And what I think we're seeing a lot of right now is we're seeing a lot of truth coming out in small bits. And I think it's by design to prepare the public for some kind of an event. Could be this poll shift that Ben Davidson's been talking about. It could be some kind of a disclosure of technology. It could even be some disclosure about what's going on underground in the center of the earth. And that what we've been told about the earth is completely false as well. There's a lot of different things it could be. No, the point is not to speculate. The point is there has to be a source of truth for people to buy into it. And the one thing I see the most of is the elite are desperate to obfuscate and to disrupt any narrative that disrupts the religion of the state and the approved narratives. Desperate. That's why I say I firmly believe they are losing control and they're going to fail. Because they've already lost control. And all of us have a hard time thinking outside of the box and looking at things like, okay, because we don't want to assume the worst. Human nature is you want to assume the best, right? You don't want to assume the worst. You don't want to think about the worst. And there's people that just can't. I can only think about things that are positive. I can't think about things that are negative. Yeah. I'll take gas chamber victim for 1,000, Alex. That's the downstream effects of that. But there is a lot of people in our society that are groomed and programmed to be that way. They're in for a rude awakening. Imagine their reaction when they realize all in one moment that everything they've been told is a complete lie. Some people will make it through it. Some people will put a gun in their mouth. You think I'm kidding? That's real. Seen it happen. I've seen it happen for the strangest things. Just like I've seen people do strange things in combat, really strange things. We're about to see some of this, because I think all of this is coming to a culmination point. And whatever that culmination point is, really doesn't matter. The crux of all of it is to be situationally aware and be ready for anything. That's why we've been preaching it for 2.5 years. Because you can't predict the future. You don't know what the event's going to be. And you can make up a story in your head about how it's going to go, but it's never going to play out that way. The enemy always gets a vote. And in this case, to get to the enemy side of this, I haven't talked about any of the enemy numerology or astrology. But all those numbers line up to the same type of events and same type of calendar on the same days that the positive stuff does. They just use it to their advantage. And they're doing it right now with a lot of these events we're seeing. So I don't know if you all paid attention to the earthquake that happened in Asia today, 7.7. That's a big quake. And there's no report of casualties yet. I didn't see any buildings collapse. A couple of cranes collapsed and a guy was ejected out of it. That sucks. But the point is, it all happened. And it tells me that events are starting to, the pace of events is starting to increase. The tempo of events is starting to increase. So now more than ever is your time to be situationally aware. And then the other narrative, which I haven't talked about, which bears mentioning right now, is the whole Sarah Adams, the attack, the Al-Qaeda, ISIS / Mujahideen attack here in the U.S. First it was schools, now it's hospitals. The point is, we don't know what it's going to be. We have no idea. But whatever it turns out to be, all of us need to be dialed into what's around us, who's around us, and who needs to be around us. Right? You should know your neighborhood, who belongs there, who doesn't belong there, etc. And pay attention now, folks. I don't hear as many foreign accents when I'm moving around anymore, but I do see a lot of new faces. I don't know if they're transplants. I don't know if they're visiting. I don't know what, right? Because, the unfortunate part about being in Arizona is until May, we have all the snowbirds. So there's always an inject of new faces in October, November that lasts through May. So can't bank on who's here full time. In the summertime, you can. But the point is, all these things are happening at a faster and faster pace. All of us should be situationally aware to our surroundings and ready for any contingency. And we'll see what happens over the next week. Supposedly, the 4th is a pretty significant day, according to both the numerology calendars and the astrology calendars. We'll see we'll see how predictive this is. But the interesting thing is, somebody was telling me that Cliff I was talking about the same kind of a thing too. So it will be very interesting. My advice to everybody is, if you have some gold and silver on hand, have some gold and silver on hand for just such a scenario that we find out there's no gold in Fort Knox, there's more dollars in circulation by a factor of, 10 that we should know about. Because all that's going to hit your spending power and the value of the goods and services around you. And live your life. Really live your life. Just be right. You could be prepared to live your life at the same time. It just, you have to be more vigilant. That's all. But be more vigilant, especially in the next coming weeks. I'll be back on Monday night. I'm not going to do Tuesday night next week. I've got a bunch of stuff going on trying to get the, I'll just fucking say it. So I'm in the process of trying to find a building to get things going for the path forward. I've been on the phone all day with bankers and real estate, et cetera, trying to figure out the best way to do it. So be back Monday, Tuesday. I'm going to be dealing with real estate people and bankers all day. And yeah, so until then, live your life, stay vigilant. God bless. One team, one fight.